Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA.
From Santa Monica to Santa Maria. A little overcast this morning.
Yeah.
Overcast, but I like it. A little drizzle.
Yeah,
I like it.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I like this little...
I wanted to stay in bed.
This little one. How could... No, you didn't want
to
be with me
that's
on our show.
That's right. That's right. Well, that, if you were just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you're here starting your day in a positive way. We got Coach Ron Tunick. How are you?
I'm great. You know who listens to us in the morning? John Zaruka. Do you know John? Wedgwood Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Listens
there
to our
go.
Show. Told me the other day. Likes it.
There you go. I hope a lot of people, in fact, share our show with everybody out there. We got Tom Spence here, and good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Very well.
Good. Well, we have a really great show for you today. Our first guest is Dania Horn, and she's the author of Chronic Resilience. And this lady has been through, a lot, but she's pretty resilient, and she's going to give us some really great strategies for keeping and coping with the stress of our lives. So we got that. Then we're going to talk with George Kimmeldorf, and he's going to talk about From Seeker to Finder. This guy was a math teacher, and he was seeking something more in his life. You know, when I talked to him, he wanted to find a little bit more about happiness. And so he's going to give us some tips, because we all want that, and I wonder why we don't have it.
Picture looks like Freeman Michaels a little bit.
Kind of does.
It does. But, back to Dania, this is a husband and wife story.
A team
that did something that very few people ever in their life will ever experience. And she's going to share that story with us in a minute or two.
I love it.
So get your coffee, your tea. I'm on tea now.
You are? You're not drinking coffee anymore?
Why don't we have tea in the studio? No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm proud
of
you.
Look how I look.
I know,
is a right, Tommy?
I'm doing a protein shake.
You are smoking.
Yeah. You drink tea?
I'm a boy.
See?
Drink coffee.
He drinks it black.
Yeah,
right,
he's all guy.
Let's go play some bad.
I want to bring some vanilla cream.
Wait a second.
Here,
there's this new sport out. Have you heard? It's called pickleball. Have you heard about it?
Pickleball.
It's a brand new sport that originated. It's been around 50 years. It's kind of coming from Florida. It's a wiffle ball that you play on a small tennis court and with a paddle. It's a very dominate
is it like
all
wiffle ball?
It's a wiffle ball.
Okay.
Played with a paddle on a small tennis court. So take a tennis court and take it down to about
What's the NFL going to do?
Is it going to be in the X Games?
Well
right?
said. Yeah, remember, I said it. Pickleball. It's coming.
All right.
It's coming.
You know, I just want to tell you about a new friend of ours. In fact, we've got a gift certificate. We're just going to start off the show with Good Morning Cafe. And I went in there. I'm telling you, oh my gosh. First of all, they're located right off of Arneal in Camarillo. Not only are they one of the friendliest cafes in Camarillo, but it's a mother and daughter team. And so I want to do a shout out to Christina and Shayna. And let me tell you, their cinnamon rolls, their French toast, their chili verde. Do you like chili verde?
Love it.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it is the bomb. You got to get over there and try it. And I'm going to give away a gift certificate right now. So everybody, get your – we'll just start
the
show.
We're going to do a show on language. Why you're like an 18-year-old. It's the bomb. What does that mean? Tom, I know what it means. I'm teasing you guys. But, I'm watching –
just because you're like a baby boomer.
But if you say it's the bomb diggity, then you're really okay.
Anyways, it's really good. It's amazing food, and it's all fresh and homemade every day. And so anyways, they're open every day. of the week from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m.
You better bring in some cinnamon
there
next
week. There
you go.
Week, and breakfast, lunch, and takeout. So go over there, Good Morning Cafe, and give us a call right now. We'll give away a gift certificate.
What's the number?
419-0008. 419-0008. Tom, do you have all of our stuff that we're going to be giving away?
Oh, boy, do I ever. Boogie Nights, Canyon Club, Agora. Great music of the 70s. It's the whole disco thing. We also have the Battle of Algiers. How about that? Ventura Film Society. They put on great monthly films. Ventura Film Society is doing that. This is for Tuesday, March 25th. How about Cesar Millan Live? And that'll be a big ticket giveaway we're doing at the Thousand Civic Arts Plaza, Fred Cavalli Theater. Beautiful place to see a show. Good Morning Cafe, as Kim mentioned. Noah's Bakery, free dozen bagels. It's actually 13. And we have Chick-fil-A, a gift card for Oxnard. And we also have another great prize, which is some more tickets. Oh, In the Heights.
In the Heights from Cabrillo.
I've got a 9-inch pizza from Red Brick Pizza to give
away.
We got
lots of giveaways.
And then
huh?
Alexander Cadillac. Bunning used to be my old sponsor. Now they're Alexander. They gave me, look at this, $100.
Ooh, nice. What
is,
what
if you
kind
go
of clothes do they have there?
Travis Matthew. Never heard of it. Have you?
$100 off a Cadillac?
No, it's $100. If you go into the Cadillac dealership and give them this card, and it looks like they want you to test drive. Oh, I see the gimmick.
I'll test drive.
So is this really a gift card or?
I don't know.
Or
we better check it out before we give it to.
Maybe
our listeners.
I'll go in there. I'm looking at the new 15s.
There you go.
I'm going to keep this.
Okay.
You don't need any
What an
new clothes,
Indian
Coach.
Giver. Jeez. Anyways, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side in the 805. And you know what? We're going to also be talking about some stuff at the end of our show. So I would love you to join in, right? What are we going to talk about?
At the end of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, today, this morning?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Are
we're
you
talking.
Awake?
Yes, I am awake. We're going to talk about the fact that. Are you trying to be the friend of your kid, or are we going to really change things around?
Discipline.
We're losing discipline in our society.
So. Yeah.
I guarantee you, Tom, what's his last name? Spence?
Yeah.
I guarantee you he disciplines his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tom? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I make them play hockey.
Yeah. No, I mean,
yeah, we make our
this
kids
is a real,
race and go skateboarding.
A real serious situation.
But we are going to talk about that. But right now, you know what? I do want to remind you, become a friend on Facebook. Like us. You can find out great things there. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008. You can also email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com if you have anything that you need us to get the word out, or you'd like to be an advertiser with us. We love that.
Can you bribe people to go on Facebook? Can you pay people to go on Facebook and like you?
I don't know.
Somebody got caught doing that.
Really?
And got in trouble. Yeah.
I don't know.
But what
I
about bribing? Did you ever bribe your kids?
Grades.
Be honest.
Grades.
You did?
Yeah, grades.
I'm
going to
tell you a little story at the end of the hour about bribing.
Let's bring Dania on. Dania Horn is our first guest, and she is the author of Chronic Resilience, 10 Sanity-Saving Strategies. She talks about for women, but we talked about it. It really could be for anybody coping with stress of an illness. So I'm so glad that you're here. Again, anybody that's just joining us, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It's Coach Ron Tunick, Tom Spence, and myself, Kim Pagano. Danea, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
You got it. So thank you so much for joining us here. Tell us a little bit about your journey, and I'm hoping that you're going to give us some great tips.
Oh, absolutely. I've dealt with chronic kidney disease for most of my life. It was the result of a birth disorder I was born with. And, you know, I came to a point where I felt like I wanted some strategies for how to cope with the long haul. You know, when you have an illness, the idea that it could be chronic, that you're going to have to deal with it day in and day out for a long time, can be really hard to accept. And so I went out and found other women coping with everything from cancer to MS to RA and talked with them about what strategies are really working best for you, and then distilled that down into something that I almost liken to an owner's guide for really getting through the long haul of coping with a chronic illness.
Wow. Okay. So let's start off. What defines a chronic disease or an illness? Is that something that never goes away or lasts more than, I don't know?
It's actually defined as an illness that lasts more than 3 months. So it's something that you're really going to have to open your life up to, at least for a little while. You know, there's going to be more doctor's appointments, probably pain and some symptoms. And so it's really, you know, something longer than a cold, but not necessarily, you know, a life sentence.
Coach, have you ever had any?
I've been blessed. I've been blessed. I pray for people. I'm praying for people now that are in the hospital at Ventura Community. 27-year-old young man who has cancer, liver cancer. Another friend of mine, but you know, Deanna, how do you pronounce your name? Danea.
Dania.
Yes. Dania. I'll get it. I'm not good with stuff like this.
I never have been. Well,
Dania Horn.
I already warned her on our pre-interview. I was telling her that I might get your name wrong. Okay. I'm like
Dania Horn. Yeah. But here's what moves me, especially early in the morning here on the weekend, about her story is, you know, we talk about what is love? Unconditional love is when you take a bullet for your kids, right?
Right.
How about a husband that gives his kidney to his wife? That's unconditional love.
So is that what we're talking about here?
That is what we're talking about here.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Would Louis do that for you?
I'm busy.
Good luck to you.
You know what? There was just a story that I put on Facebook, and it was all of one of the girls had cancer, and all of her friends, like 50 of them, shaved their head for her. And then they had a surprise party.
Shaving your head is not the same thing as giving a kidney.
But you know what? My stepsister, she gave it to her niece, a kidney. Mm. So, I guess you have two. And so you are very, very fortunate.
Has it brought you and Phil, right, your husband?
Yeah.
Has it brought you and Phil really, 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 really close together?
Yeah, considering that I could feel his
whoa, it's a family show. You can't really feel it, but
there is a little bit of a lump on the surface. So I'm very aware that he's the one that's keeping me going every day.
Bless.
You know, and it's something that, just like you said, not very many people get to experience. And so we really went into it feeling like we got to experience this miracle together in the most intimate sense. You know, you never want to have to ask somebody that you love that much to sacrifice like that for you. You don't want to see them in pain, but it was such a neat experience to really allow that kind of love to come between us and to really transform our relationship.
You know, Danny, I like your opening comment to Kim, and that is that you sat down and said, you know, I have to have a strategy. I don't think a lot of people really, Kim, sit down and say that, you know, they call a timeout. You called a timeout and you said, okay, this is what I have. I'm going to deal with it. Share with us, like, give us three strategies.
Great.
Sure. So the first thing that I think is so important, when you first get diagnosed, you focus on all the things that aren't in your control, the pain, the extra doctor's appointments, you know, who knows what the future is going to be like. And so one of the things that I did was to sit down and make a list of everything that was in my control. I couldn't control the outcome of my illness, but I could control my diet, how I exercised, finding the right medical team, you know, all of these other things. And when I found that I put my focus there, my stress level dramatically decreased because I felt like I was doing something active to promote the best possible outcome for my health.
I love that. I you know what? And that is so true, is what can I control? What can I not? You know, now, do you have children?
No children yet. We're going to adopt at some point in the future.
Oh, that's great. Because putting both of you at risk, you know, I mean, that's another thing. If you have kids, you're like, oh, okay, should we, you know, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and so...
Well, what's number two strategy?
Yeah. So the number two strategy was to focus on what I could do, not what I couldn't do. So, you know, when it comes to diet, I had to make some really big modifications in my diet. I had to give up meat and dairy because of the type of kidney disease I had. That was important for my body. And immediately I went to, oh, I'm going to miss all of these, you know, steak tacos and lasagna and turkey at Thanksgiving. But I found that when I committed to myself that I was only going to focus on what I could eat, what I could order off of a menu or how I could adjust a recipe to accommodate my diet, then it became a creative thing for me instead of something that I was really depriving myself of.
You eat
so
no meat. I love that. You eat no meat?
I eat no meat, no dairy.
And why is that? I mean, were you advised to do that, or is that something that you chose to do?
You know, I actually talk a lot in the book about researching, becoming really educated on your illness. And for the type of kidney disease I had, it showed that animal protein can be hard on your kidney. And
wow,
it was a choice I made that my doctor supported.
Very interesting. All right, those are two strategies. Give us the third strategy, and then I'm going to ask you a question about page 56. I love page 56.
So the third strategy is you've got to have a support system.
Oh, my gosh. I think that is so big. Yep.
Yeah. It's about as huge as it gets. I give a lot of strategies in the book for how to identify people that would be good supporters and how to go out and gather support and to ask for what you need and to ask for help. But more on the personal level, you know, right before I went through the transplant, I got connected with three women that are all around my age. We're all in our 30s. They were all transplant recipients. And being able to talk with people that know the intimate details of what you're going through is such a blessing. You know, you couldn't ask for anything more of having people to mentor and guide and support you through your experience. So for anybody, you know, having support and asking for what you need is absolutely important.
Yeah, great. I like your little voice too, but I'll share with you later. Now, when you go off the air, I'll share with everybody my support system. I've got a unique support system that's a little bit different.
Oh, that's cool. But you know what it is? I talk about that all the time. You need to have your own cheerleading team. You need to have people that love and admire you and know what you're going through. And you know, it's interesting. My husband and I are probably the least sympathetic. Okay. He'll be like, honey, my knees are hurting me. I'm like, okay. And he's like,
that's because you've been married so long. I mean, it's the same thing with my wife.
Yes, yes. I'm like, okay, go take a jacuzzi. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, you know?
Well, because you've whined so much over your marriage that he's sick of it.
No,
all right. He's
that's
sick
him.
Of it.
That's him. So anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. That is Coach Ron Tunick. I'm Kim Pagano.
And
I'm
I'll share my support system in a few minutes. But page 56, I love. Here's what Dania Horn,
there you go,
author of Chronic Resilience. For anybody that's suffering from chronic anything, it's probably a pretty good read.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of great stuff in her book. She says, go away one weekend every few months. She lists all these cool things. Have a weekly date night. Keep going. Do you have your book open?
Yes. Yep.
Try a new recipe. I like that.
This is such a great list. This isn't even if you have a chronic
disease.
This is worth the
price of the book.
Yes. Right here is, I mean,
page 56 worth every bit of the price. Don't give it away.
Okay.
Make people buy it.
There you go. I know. No, it's really good.
We have to say goodbye.
Yeah. You know what, Dania? Thank you so much for being our guest.
Name of the book is?
Again, Chronic Resilience, 10 Sanity-Saving Strategies for Coping with Stress of an Illness. Thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. We're going to take some callers right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Let's give away some tickets to Boogie Night. Is that
Boogie
right?
Nights is great at the Canyon. That's a fun show.
And when is that? That's the
Boogie Nights is going to be at the Canyon. March 29th is when we have the Boogie Nights there. It's all about the disco era, a lot of fun and a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
He's so sincere.
Yeah. He's so good about that. Yeah.
Anyways, sincere.
Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008.
I'm going to give away a pizza here.
There you
soon.
Go.
Nine inch. Pizza.
Our next guest is going to be helping us how to discover everyday happiness, George Kimmeldorf. And we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. And I know that you got lots of choices out there, but this is all about the brighter side and starting your day in a positive way.
The sun's barely coming up now.
I know.
A little drizzle. Okay. I like it. I like a morning like this.
I do.
Yeah.
A little coffee. You got your tea.
No, I have tea. You have coffee.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
I'm a tea drinker now.
Yeah. Like what kind of tea?
Green tea.
Oh, you're all green.
Banana and chocolate tea. Yeah,
okay. Okay.
My wife's got all these little.
Has all the banana tea?
Banana and chocolate. I don't know. She buys all these teas at Whole Foods.
Oh, I tried them. You know, those are all making you like go to the bathroom.
They're digestive,
all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Diuretics.
Yeah. Did you know that? Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Hey, I just do what I'm told, okay?
Okay, oh my gosh.
Apparently you're not married. No, you are married, yeah.
I am.
Well, Louis does what he's told.
He does, exactly. So, no, we're on this nice eating program. We've been at Whole Foods a lot lately, and so we're doing good.
You look good for a woman your age. You really look good.
Oh, you're just going to – I'm killing you today, man.
You look really
Anyways,
good.
I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, 1590 KVTA. I've got Coach Ron Tuna.
Here's your favorite subject,
finding happiness.
Oh, my God.
Our next guest, George Kimmeldorf, and how to discover everyday happiness. We're going to find out a little bit about his journey. Again, we've got lots to give away, so call in 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, your email, and what you're calling about, and somebody will get back with you. So anyways, again, George, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good. Very good. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I hope that you're going to help my listeners and help Coach Ron Tunick over here get a little happier. No, he's actually a pretty happy guy. And but
oh, when you're tall, dark, and handsome like I am, what else is there?
La, 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 la. No.
Yeah, what else is there? Good question.
Thank you. Well, what else? Yes, I love your book. You've been alive for 25,000. I love that. 25,567 days at the time he wrote the book. So what else is there besides being happy? The title of your book is From Seeker to Finder. So what do you mean from seeker to finder?
Yeah, what I mean is a seeker, someone who's seeking happiness. And I've been a seeker for about 35 years.
Okay.
Doing all sorts of things to try to be happy. Taking seminars, leading seminars, reading self-help books, self-hypnosis, meditation, all that kind of stuff.
Which one works the best for you?
Well,
Hershey chocolates.
Oh, that's right. Chocolates. That's the right answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I found that things like affirmations and positive thinking and also self-help books really did not work.
And you know what? I love little affirmations.
You do this interview. I'll just listen because I disagree with the doctor.
Really? So yeah. Why? What's you?
Well, because a book called Think and Grow Rich changed my life at age 27.
I was just going to say
changed
affirmations.
Changed my life.
Yes. I love that book. So wait, so you don't use affirmations?
No, I don't. I mean, if it works for you, it works for you.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with affirmations. I would make an affirmation like I'm successful, I'm lovable, or whatever. And when I made those kind of affirmations, my mind would quickly come in and negate them.
Ah, so
say,
you got
no,
that.
That ain't true. You're not really so lovable. If you were lovable, well, you would have been X, Y, Z, okay? So that was true for me. It may not be true for other people.
So, Coach, okay, come on, help us out here. Because you've got that negative voice then telling you, like, no,
well,
I'm not,
well,
right?
Well, but we all have the negative
exactly.
voice. We're all born with both voices, negative
That's
and
right.
positive. So it depends on... And I'm no doctor, believe me, but you are. You're a PhD, so I would love to have this conversation with you. Why don't we do it on 1590 AM from Santa Monica to Santa Maria on the Kim Pagano? What? How do you pronounce your name?
Oh, my gosh.
Kim, it's Kim something.
Yeah, Kim Pagano Show. I'm
there
so glad that you're joining me here.
Kim something.
You know what? But, you know,
can I finish my thought?
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
All right. So at some point, as you just said, I do agree with you. You have to make some decisions about how you're going to run your life. You have to have some philosophical points of view as to how you're going to run your life. You talk about it in your book.
Right.
So at some point, you made the decision. Now, I disagree with you on the affirmation, and we don't have a time. I want to bring you back because I have a big disagreement, but I don't want to take the whole segment on it. But the idea of you coming to a point of what? How did you make this transition from being a seeker to a finder?
Well, actually, the way I made the transition was I actually took a course. Mm. I took a course in happiness.
What was the name of the course?
It really didn't have a name, actually. It was just the teacher and met with several students. We met one weekend a month, and I did that for several years. And what I discovered, though, is that happiness is an ordinary skill. There's nothing really magical about it. Happiness can be learned, and happiness can be taught. So after I learned happiness, I started teaching other people.
All right, Doc, let me ask you a question. We're talking to George, and how do you pronounce his last name?
Kimmeldorf,
PhD, which I respect. I respect all PhDs. It's very difficult. Degree to get. Very difficult.
But that may be a mistake.
No, I don't think so. But what I was going to say is that I think when you wake up in the morning and you start every day, you have to start your day with a plan. Kim, you started with gratitude. So do I. So
right.
does Tom. So when you have gratitude in your life, when you're thankful for your life,
correct.
It's virtually impossible to be mad at somebody, to be frustrated, because, you know, when you're giving to yourself this gift. It's a great way to start the process of learning how to be happy. Yes or no on this, Doc? What do you think?
Absolutely.
But I want to know what you learned. That's what I want to know. Like, was there some skills that you learned that we can help my listeners?
Yeah, first of all, let me comment about gratitude. Absolutely. Gratitude will do it, okay? But for a lot of people, it's difficult for them to learn gratitude. And what I've found is the best way to learn gratitude is to start by just feeling and expressing sincere gratitude for just little things. Not what people tell you you should be grateful for. But like, you know, you go through a stop sign, there's no cop around, okay? I'm thankful, I'm glad, you know, hey,
yeah.
This is great, you know? My backache is gone, hey, wonderful.
Little tiny steps.
Little tiny gratitude. And I found that just doing that until it becomes habitual, people will be happier.
Right. George, you're married. Does your wife, did she have to learn happiness, or was it just something that you did?
Well, that's interesting. It's something just that I did, okay? But people have asked me the question, well, how do you get somebody else to be happy?
Is your wife happy?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
She's happy. Okay.
Because my husband, he's like, what do you mean you have to practice to be happy? He just wakes up happy.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
If people can wake up happy, that's great. I could never do that.
Okay. I had to learn it.
Yes.
I
had to learn it, too. And I think generally people don't know how to learn the art of happiness. That's one of the things I discuss in my book, From Seeker to Finder. Part of the problem, I think, and I guess you guys all know this, is that our culture teaches us that we can be happy by, you know, getting an education, get a PhD, you know, have material success, get rich, you know, or get the approval of others. If people approve of you and like you, then you'll be happy. And, you know, you and I know that's just not true. Well, you notice, you know, successful actors.
Well, it's
they're not happier than other people.
It's a very interesting. This guy's pretty smart. I like you, Doc. Coming up next, and you can listen to our show on 1590. Here from Santa Monica, Santa Maria, but we're going to be talking about discipline in our society and the lack of it. And I think that most parents shouldn't be parents. Most people have kids, and we're not going to get into why they have kids. You figured it out. I figured it out. But most people aren't qualified to be parents.
And there's no qualification. There really isn't a school that you go to be a kid. I mean, it's where you go to driving school, you go to all these other places, but is there parenting?
No, but it goes to the Doc's point, is that at an early age, caring, loving parents can talk about this idea of what happiness is, that it comes from within. It's from inside out. Nicely said.
Yeah. We talked about that too, George, didn't we? It's an inside job, and nobody else can really do it for you.
Take a kid to at an early age, 5, 6, 7. Take that child to some function where that child is learning how to give back. Does that make sense?
There you go.
And then when that child feels a sense of value and worthiness, you know, this is what I think is lacking in our culture is people, and you say it in your own book, that people don't feel worthy. People don't feel that they're worthy of success, worthy of happiness, worthy of a great life. It's a sad, sad commentary on our society. And most of it, everything is learned. So it starts from poor parenting.
Yes, I agree. But the way to teach others to be happy.
Yes.
The way to teach others to have gratitude, to have compassion, to have love, is to be it yourself.
Live by example.
By example. That's the only way to do it. And so with regard to parenting, you know, if you yourself are compassionate and have gratitude, and loving, and are happy, it'll have to transform your children.
Yeah, but what if they have, you know, a depression, or they have that negative voice that you're talking about? What are the skills? You said that you could teach, or be taught to be happy.
Yes, and by the way, I had that negative voice, and to tell you the truth, I sometimes still have it. Okay?
I think we all do. I think that's fair to say because
it's
I don't.
Fair to say, yeah. So here's one of the things you can do with that negative voice. This is what I learned to do with that negative voice. First thing, what you don't do is try to get rid of it.
Okay.
Because anytime you try to get rid of it, first of all, it's going to fight back. And trying to get rid of it, this negative voice that says, I'm not okay, I'm not good enough, I need to change. Well, one of the ways you need to change is to get rid of this voice, so that by trying to get rid of this voice, you are just acknowledging and strengthening the voice.
Okay.
All right?
I'm following you.
Okay. So the way out of this dilemma is to not see the voice as an enemy. First of all, see the voice as an ally. We were taught that as kids. And this voice is trying to protect us, doing a lousy job of it, but trying to protect us.
Well, it's holding us back.
It's holding us back, no
right.
doubt about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it an ally. I would use the word that you have to manage it and accept it as part of being a human, that every one of us, I'm an athlete, so I have to deal with that negative voice every time I stand over a golf ball, or Tom is a weightlifter, every time he has to go to another pound. You know, have you ever seen a human being lift 90 pounds in one arm? This guy can do it.
I know.
So, you know, and I'm writing a book about fear. I write books. So the book that I'm writing now is about fear. So what happens is this negative voice causes fear, and when you live in fear, you won't take risk. And when you don't take risks, it's very difficult to succeed in anything in life, and that's where happiness falls down.
Okay, so here's the clue. Here's what I learned, all right?
Okay.
What you do is, first of all, you're absolutely right. This voice is not going to go away until it does, okay? And so the thing to do is not to resist the voice. First of all, be aware of it. Hear it. And then, over time, you will learn to doubt it. You'll just hear it as a voice. It's something like you have a little kid who's clamoring for ice cream. You know, mommy, give me ice cream. Mommy, give me ice cream, whatever, whatever. You can love and accept that child without giving it ice cream. So you hear this voice telling you you're not good enough, you're not happy enough, you're not thin enough, whatever. Hear it. Notice it's just a voice. It's just this inner critic. And after a period of time, and it takes some learning, you'll begin to doubt that voice. You'll begin to hear it as a lie. It just ain't so.
Okay.
And so that's what I find, the way to use the word manage the voice.
Yeah, and I like that what Coach said about managing it, because you know what? I mean, like he said, I have that voice. And when I get like a little nervous or a little stressed, I'm going to be doing a speaking engagement or I'm going to be doing something, and I go, and I get that, oh, God, are you going to be good enough? And I'm like, oh, you are not going there with me again. You know, I can do this. And I walk through. I've learned to walk through pretty much anything and know that if I don't do as good a job as I want, I always have another chance. And you know what? They're going to accept me for who I am, because when you are very authentic with who you are, people love that.
But you have to practice everything. You're going to be giving talks. So practice in a mirror, then practice in front of Louis, and then maybe get a little audience of three or four people. So take, just like you said, take little tiny steps, and then when you get in front of the bigger audience, you've been there before. Act like you've been there before, but practice like you've been there before. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So same thing with happiness. Same with Doc said, little tiny little steps, or you said it.
Yeah, and again, you know, life is, I call it, we all have our mountains. Just keep chipping away
at
it.
Can we have this guy back because he's smart?
Yeah.
And I like, you know, I don't agree everything, but I want to have him back to talk about two things. One, he wrote the book when he was 70. Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
He wrote the book when he was 70.
So how many hours and days was that? That's what I wanted to know.
We'll do the math.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, I did the math. It's in my book. How many
days? Yeah.
I didn't compute how many hours it was.
Oh, okay.
25,567 days.
Wow.
And yeah. I actually counted leap years in there, too.
That's because he's a math teacher.
That's right.
Right? It's all about the numbers. They don't lie.
I'm guilty of being a math.
Now, you know what? So I want to ask you, and I thank you for being a guest on our show today, George Kimmeldorf.
613,000 hours.
Oh, there you go. See? Did you ask Siri?
No.
You figured it out.
I have a calculator.
Okay. From seeker to finder, discovering everyday happiness. Are you happy now?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. And here's something. What if you wake up one day and you're not happy? What do you do?
Oh,
go to his support system.
What I do, if I wake up and I find I'm not happy, first thing I do is I just acknowledge I'm not happy right now.
There you go.
Right? That is the way to happiness. Just love and accept yourself just as you are.
I love it.
So right that moment, I'm not happy. Okay, right now I'm not happy. Just go ahead and accept that. That's what I do.
And then you move from there, right?
And then I move from there, and it doesn't take any effort.
And it can only get better, right?
And I don't have to do anything. You know, I just acknowledge, hey, you know, right now I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Let's have him back in a month or so, because you're struggling with aging, and he's 70 plus, and we got to help Kim, Doc, and most of our, we don't have a listener under 45 anyway. So,
oh, really?
No.
Really? You don't think so,
No,
huh?
I don't think so. I dare one listener, if you're under 45, to call in. I dare you.
Okay.
And I'll give you a pizza. If they call in.
08. I'm, okay.
Red Brick.
All my friends that are young and, you know.
You have young friends?
I do.
All right, Doc, we'll have Doc back.
There you go. Again, George, thank you so much again for being a guest on our show today.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Let's give something away.
And what would you like to give away? How about if we go to bagels?
Okay, there you go.
It's early. It's Saturday. Noah's Bagels, a free dozen of bagels. And I do believe it is the ever-popular Baker's dozen, so that means we get 13.
There you go, right over here at Noah's. And when you're in there, mention to Ron that you were listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and he'll give you a cup of coffee on The Kim Pagano Show. So go over there, Noah's Bakery, right here on Victoria. So anyways, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, Coach Ron Tunick and Kim Pagano, we're going to have a little a little talk on some discipline. You need some discipline, Coach. You
what?
Need to be disciplined.
Sound like my wife.
I know. So, all right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Again, 419-0008, 419-0008.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Like us on Facebook. And if you want to advertise with us or, you know, get a commercial.
Do people go to your Facebook? And because I'm going to ask a question, people go to your Facebooks and would agree or disagree that would somebody go to a parenting workshop?
A parenting workshop?
That before you get married, well, before you have children, you get married and you're going to decide to have kids, you need to go and find out about parenting. Is this something you really want to do?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. So my daughter just got married, right? And so they got a puppy. And let me tell you, that was enough right there. They're waiting. I mean, I'm sure.
Bachelors get puppies. The married people get puppies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If Ellen kicks me out, I go. I got the whole routine down. I get two little puppies in a box. I sit in front of Albertsons, and boom.
Oh, brother!
I'll meet more people with those two puppies.
Let me tell you, that's very true. Even a dog park is a big pickup place, you know.
So. I said that last week, and somebody was listening to the show, and they were mad at me what I said about
really?
The dog park. Yeah.
Oh, I thought, I mean, it's a great
place. Because I said
people.
That's where older people go.
Yeah, I don't know why you're
young
on this
people
old
go.
Kid. Yeah, my
well,
daughter,
you're
my
struggling.
Kids are.
If you'd be honest with our listeners, you just turned a certain age.
I'm not struggling at all.
You're not?
No,
okay.
Maybe you are.
Maybe I am.
Are you?
No.
No. No, honestly, no. I feel like, you know, four kids, a couple businesses. I'm in the, you
well,
know.
Well, if most women look like you, they wouldn't be struggling at all.
Well, thank you. No, you know what? I just want to, you know, I want to honor my body. I want to honor my life, okay? And so I'm working really hard. I'm eating really clean food. That's a big thing.
Back to Facebook. So if I ask a question,
yeah?
will somebody go to Facebook and respond to you?
I think so.
Okay, so here's the question. You get married. Should you not go to some formal parenting class to learn the ins, the outs, the do's, the don'ts? First of all, there's a financial, a tremendous financial responsibility in having kids.
Yeah.
It's not inexpensive.
You had four, right?
Four.
And I had four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they on your payroll still?
Yes. That's the thing. It never stops.
I know.
It's
In the salon yesterday, and they were saying, like, oh, well, I can almost get my hair done now regularly because I'm almost done paying for one college. It's like, wait, you know, people don't think about that, that you're going to take money from, you know, yourself. That's why some people don't have kids, right? But you're going to take money. Who would ever have thought about that in the very beginning when you're just thinking about having babies?
You know how many people ask me, why doesn't Kim have a salon in Ventura? If you're listening to our show and you have a space for cheap rent, all you need is a chair, right? Like a little folding chair to do hair. What do you need? Orange crate. Somebody could set an orange crate.
I could do it anywhere, yeah.
Anywhere. You need a sink, though, right?
Yeah, you got to have somebody to be able to wash their hair.
Because you're a licensed hair therapist, so doesn't the state mandate that you have to have water? No?
Yeah, you want to wash their hair, condition, do a little massage, you know, scalp massage.
Watch it, girl.
Yeah.
Massage?
Scalp massage,
really?
Yeah.
You never did me.
You know.
You never gave me a massage. I was in.
But you know what? We're talking
discipline.
Discipline. And...
Don't.
Discipline. You know, you're a business coach, okay?
Yeah.
So what kind of discipline do business owners have to have? That's a big one. I mean, you know,
I don't want to generalize. A lot of business owners lack tremendous discipline. Probably one of the biggest challenges that I have is that you own a business.
I do.
And you think your ideas are great. And I can't get you to budge. I can't get you to open up. The generic you, not you.
Right.
But you're a good example of you. Oh, I'm looking at you. You are you. So you own your own ideas, right?
Right.
I struggle with getting people to have an open mind to try things.
But if they're
things.
Going to hire a business coach or find somebody that they want to kind of mentor, right?
Right.
Why are they not open?
I'm mentoring a lady right now. She has a great – if I told you the idea, you'd go, coach, I'll buy her company, right? I mean, her business and her idea is incredible. She could make $1 billion with a B. She is so stubborn. I got in a big fight with her yesterday because I told her, I said, you know, I won't use a real name. I'll call her Crystal.
Okay.
That's not a real name.
Okay.
Or no, I'll call Molly. I like the Molly.
I liked Crystal.
I like Molly.
Okay.
That's not her name either.
Okay.
But I said, Molly, you own your reference points. Your reference points are wrong. You know?
So, and are you coming from a business end? Is that why? Because your business,
business is about math. Business is about numbers. Business is about statistics. Business is about making a profit. If your idea is not making a profit and it's a good idea, why? Why?
That's a good point.
If you're not making a profit, why? If you have a good idea, because you're standing in the way.
That's a good point. So what's the first thing that you would tell somebody to do?
I thought we were talking about disciplining kids.
I don't know, but this is discipline
All right.
business,
Go
and
ahead.
I like
What's
it.
What's your question?
Well, what would be the first thing that they would do if you're doing something and you're not making money?
Do your research.
Do your research.
Oh, my God. With the internet. I mean, so I realize people that you work 10, 12 hours a day. Well, you're not a good example because you work, what, 3 days a week?
Yeah.
And make more money than most people make in 3 months. But most people put a lot of hours in.
So too many hours.
Too many hours, and they say, I'm too tired, I'm too stressed, I'm too this. I don't have time. That's what everyone says to me. I don't have time.
Okay, so that's why I'm kind of going
this
direction.
There's the lack of discipline. There's the lack.
Exactly, because should you do every Monday I'm going to do cold call. Every Tuesday I'm going to call my clients or, you know.
They haven't sat down and looked at strategies for their business or their life. They haven't looked. At a real plan. They haven't sat down and thought through, okay, this is what I need to do. You know, most people, they just want to put everything into action. Go, 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 go. How about taking a step sideways and slowing down, pacing yourself in this crazy fast-paced world, pacing yourself, going at a speed that you're comfortable, and then start to develop a conversation with yourself about what you can do, what you can learn. This is a world economy, Kim. This is not just an economy in Ventura County. So what is somebody else in Switzerland, Norway, Germany, pick a country, what are they doing if they're in your business category? What are they doing if they're doing well? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So you want to, and gosh, the
people
internet.
Live in a bubble that own a business. They turn the key in their door and they don't give themselves even a chance to experience what the rest of the world is doing, especially the people that are winning in their business.
But what if they don't have time? How would you discipline them?
That's BS. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. When somebody says, I don't have time, that is BS.
Okay, so.
What they're telling you is they're mismanaging the time that they have. They're mismanaging the hours that they have. Business is about getting results and productivity.
I love it.
Period.
I love it.
So if you're not getting the results, you're putting in the effort and you're not getting the results, your hammer's too small. You need a bigger hammer, or your axe hasn't been sharpened in a while. Take some time to sharpen your axe. Take some time to investigate if there's a bigger hammer. You're hammering with too small a hammer. I'm using those analogies.
So is that productivity? Like, you don't have, do you need other people? Is, what if you're not?
Yes. You're feeding right into it. You've got to learn that if you're a small business owner and you're, and you have maybe your wife or one other person, then you're going to really have that excuse. I don't have time and I don't have a staff and everything is I don't, right? How about, what can you do with what you have and then learn how to outsource and delegate, right? There are so many people right now, young people, old people, everything in between, that would love to make a little bit of money. I mean, we just had a guy on that's 70 plus years old. Maybe there's somebody out there that's 70 plus years old that would love to work 5 hours a week and would be happy to make $15 an hour and has an expertise in what you need. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's great.
So you find people that can help you. You find people that are very, very good in areas that you're not good at. Look, there aren't too many things I'm good at, to be honest with you.
Right.
And at a young age, I knew that. I realized that I basically was a pretty good communicator.
You are a good communicator, yeah.
But I was not a good manager.
So who manages your team?
I found a team. I found people that have been with me for years and years, and they're better managers than I am. You know, I'm a Pisces, right? I'm kind of like you in that I have a warm spot in me where I give people second chances, third chances. Well, you know what? Sometimes in business that doesn't work. Sometimes, it's the same thing in the law business. You know, you find these guys that, you know, have a rap sheet that's 10 times long. You know, they've committed 50 crimes and they're now on the street committing another crime. Well, same thing in business.
So, Coach, seriously, okay, I mean, if you were going to be my coach, what would be the first thing that is the most important thing that we would, that I would, should look
prepare
at?
To be successful. Prepare to be successful.
I like that.
Prepare to be successful. So what I mean by prepare to be successful is, first of all, you have to do discovery. You have to figure out, you're a hair therapist.
Right.
Who are the 10 best hair therapist in the country? And let me back up just for a second. You have to make a choice about either saving the world, making money, or somewhere in between, right? I mean, you have people. My son I love that dude, is a school teacher. He doesn't have an entrepreneurial bone in his body. He doesn't care about money. He's a starving school teacher. He loves teaching.
He's living his passion.
And he's told me that. I bribed him. I said, you know, he lives in Oregon, Grants Pass. I said, come on home and I'll pay him. I told him I'd pay him a ridiculous sum every month. Just
to come home and be with you?
He said, Dad, let's have a conversation about something. I love what I do.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And he told me two or three times in the last few years and I don't bug him anymore.
Yeah.
So
do you go up there and see him?
Oh, yeah. I'm going up, be gone most of May up in Oregon. So will you miss me?
Yeah. We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Grants Pass, have you been on that boat?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
God. Rogue
River. Yeah, that is my favorite.
Yeah,
I love
speed
that.
Boats. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where they do like 360 on the. Yeah.
Get your adrenaline going.
Hell's Gate.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's exactly who they are.
I love that.
Also, I've tubed down the Rogue River.
I have too. My husband and
by
I.
By the park? Did you start at the park?
Did you camp out
all
the way going down?
I didn't camp out, but.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But some of those rapids.
Yeah.
But getting back to your question, what was your question?
What would be
preparate?
The first?
You've got to get.
Yeah,
you've
but
gotta
I love
be,
that.
You don't
make
get,
a
you,
choice.
You don't
to
get
be
successful in a minute or a day or a month.
Right.
You have to look at building a life in a business the same way. It's a journey.
Yeah.
You have. So you start with thinking first. That's why cheap plug for my book. in the thinking room. Go into the thinkingroom.com or coachrontunick.com.
Right. And, well, we're going to carry this on. I mean,
really?
That's, yeah, this is really interesting. I'm
you really
serious.
Think it's interesting?
I do. I think so. Yeah. Hey, you know, I do want to, you know, tell everybody if we have a 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3. Coach will be on with me again. We've got great things happening there. We're going to talk about some really good healthy food. We got cooking classes that I want everybody to get to. And it's fun.
Yeah, I like cooking. I would love to be, never mind.
Yeah. Do you like?
Okay. I like cooking.
I do too. My husband, that's what we've been having so much fun. We'll talk about that. Anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Kim Pagano Show again, 419-0008. Give us a call if you need anything. You're listening to the 1590 KVTA. And of course, I'm going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Always remember that you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, Coach Ron Tunick, Spence, and we'll see you later.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Way up high.